Sacred Blessing, and I'm so joyful you came today. I have a very special show today, and my guest is she's sort of a dream guide and a native guide, and she talks to us and helps with purpose and understanding. And you know, it's really interesting. I love having new people on the show that probably most of my followers, you know, maybe you haven't met this beautiful guide, and her name is Jen the Rainmaker. So welcome, Jen. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. I'm amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what you were telling me a little bit about in our pre-chat last time about the sort of the Native American way and then the other way of being in the world and kind of how everything came together. Why don't you just kind of give us a little insight into that and to share with us a little bit about your background?
Perfect. I've been doing this sort of spiritual work ever since I was a child. It's something that I was always very drawn to, and it was something that I was raised around. And I always had a vision of helping people to create their dream life. And I would always say that I help people dream their life into reality. And I had gone through the medicine wheel and studied under the Inca shaman tradition. And recently I was introduced to this dream work, which is actually coming from the Toltec, Mexica, Chichimeca lineage. And the Chichimeca are my ancestors. They were the original holders for this secret knowledge. And I believe it's why I've been doing the work that I've been doing my whole life and why I'm here now. And it literally is about working in your dream state to create your reality. So this tradition teaches us that you are not what you eat, you are not what you think, you are what you dream. So you eat the way you eat, you think the way you think. Your life is the way that it is because of the way that you dream at night when you go to sleep. And so we learn how to program our dreams and how to dream in a conscious state and how to harness the energy that we call our Nahual so that we can create the reality and manifest what we want.
But I mean, what if I just have dreams of crashing into things? And what if my dreams are like horrible and disgusting or, you know, futuristic? Or, I mean, that seems so strange because like everything we're taught is that we have some say over our reality.
We do, absolutely. And so this teaches you how to work with the dream world. And if you're having dreams about crashing or things like that, it could be because you are experiencing things coming up from what we call your underworlds. So that would be your unconscious. And so you continue to create destructive, repetitive habits in your life, or you continue to have the same type of people in your life, but with a different face because you're dreaming about an archetype of somebody. As an example, if you continue to have dreams about your ex, and that ex for you was a quote unquote bad person because they did things to you that
you
felt.
Did you meet him or something?
Yeah,
I'm just messing. Said, you know what? I never got to slit her throat. My life is not fulfilled.
Right. I still need to get her. Well, and so what happens is you will continue to create that type of person in your life as long as you dream about that person. So we teach you how to cancel those dreams. And then we also teach you how to re-dream dreams. So until you can start to get in a state of lucidity meaning that you have the awareness that you're dreaming in your dream, and then what we call super lucidity, where you're able to command certain things to happen, until you're able to do that, we teach you how to cancel the dreams that are causing you suffering, and you can go back years and years because, as we know, time really doesn't exist.
So I have a question for you. I don't know why this is coming up, but when I think of some of this Native American work, and I'm not that familiar with it, so I have some ignorance going on, but I remember studying some of the Carlos Castaneda work, and it seemed like there was a lot of use of either, mushrooms or, you know, like psycho drugs, where you would take the drug and then go into an altered state of consciousness. Is that really part of the culture, or is that something that you just tell me a little bit more about that?
It's not necessarily part of the culture. Yes, there are different sacred plants that we work with. So ayahuasca, peyote, things like that. However, in this tradition, you are not allowed to take those sacred medicines unless they come to you. In other words, if I were to go to a ceremony and at the ceremony they are offering ayahuasca, it would be okay for me to do it. However, if I were to sort of Google ayahuasca and I see, ooh, look, there's this ceremony going and I go to it, that is not okay. The plants are supposed to come to you.
Oh, interesting. And
yes, my personal opinion about the plants is that when you do them, they are basically kicking up all of your fears and all of these sort of dark energies that you have, these things that are holding you back, your underworlds all at once. So I know people who have done it and it has been too much for them to handle all at once. And so I always tell people that you should have some sort of shadow work before you take any of those sacred medicines, because that way you've already begun to work on your fears.
Right. That makes so much sense. And Then you could actually almost be in a space of like, I remember I only tried a couple things years and years, years ago. We're talking like 40 years ago. And I remember trying a couple things. And I remember like reading about what kinds of experiences people would have. And I was one of what I found out was like a top 4% or 5% that have like 50 times experience on 1/10 of the amount. So a very small amount would take me into like a complete, but I remember this one experience. I'm not kidding. I saw food as alive, and the more alive it was, I could see how good it was for you. So I could see like a red bell pepper. I could see the energy of in this sort of altered state that I was in. I took a very tiny amount of something. I think I was 19. And I remember seeing all these food properties and it was fascinating. And I do believe that was a bigger truth. Like each of the food properties, the life force of each, and as you eat them, depending on how close they are to their original life force, the more they're going to give you. And I saw the dance of us eating food. And then I also remember, this is so funny, I'm remembering this, is so long ago. I remember it was like 1980. So I remember seeing everyone that I would walk by, like there was a reason. Mm-hmm. Like everyone that would come into my life in any way, like I could see the bigger pattern. I could see the synchronicity. I could see like in that altered state. It was really fascinating. And I remember that really well, which is odd that this came up in this 8-minute interview. I'm sorry to take so much of your time, but it's just a memory of like what is possible when you are harnessing some bigger knowledges, right? What are some of the most surprising things you've learned about the earth and how we're connected in your work? Did you hear that?
I would say, I don't know that it was so much of a surprise, because I feel like I've always had this very deep connection to everybody in the world. And I've always felt this deep connection to all living things, and I've always been able to see that everything is alive. And for me, I would say probably it would have to be that more people do not experience this type of connection. I would think that was probably my biggest surprise, is when I talk to people and they have either never experienced it, or to them it's something weird. Or, you know, we hear this thing of, oh, well, that's new age. And I kind of laugh. I was talking with a friend and they said, oh, that stuff that you do, that's kind of that new age stuff. And I'm thinking, no, this tradition spans back over 5,000 years that, you know, our ancestors were doing. None of the stuff that we're doing now is this new age. It's actually traditional medicine, and it is the way that our ancestors, all of our ancestors, were healing themselves and were able to, quote unquote, have miracles. I see miracles every day. I've seen people healed from cancer. I've seen people healed from infertility. People that were told by a doctor that they would not be able to have children, and after 10 years were able to have children from the dream work, or able to heal themselves from cancer, or able to heal the ancestral pattern of alcoholism in their family, where every man stopped drinking in the family after the dream work. Wow. So to me, miracles is this thing that it's not something that is foreign or weird or that is, we see it every once in a great while. I see them every day. I hear about them every day.
Well, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your brilliance with us today on the show. I really appreciate your time and energy. And why don't you share with my audience how they can find you and find out more about you?
Yay, perfect. The best way is all of my social media is Jen the Rainmaker, Jen with one N. And they can also go to jentherainmaker.com.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And for everyone listening, I want to just clue you in that there will be a complimentary Love Is Summit at the end of this year. It's at November 2018, so keep your eye out for that. And thanks for coming to the show. It was a pleasure having you, Jen. Thank you, and have a most amazing day.